Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 249. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we're middle-aged and creeped out. How is it going, guys?
Awesome.
Says Greek boys, not guys.
What?
Like the Greek. He's
Need the Greek.
He's being.
Oh, greet. greet the boys.
He said guys.
How's it going, boys?
It's going good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Had a nice guest chat.
Mm-hmm. I don't mind being called a boy, though. Hey, it makes boy. Me feel young. Boy. I don't know. It just struck you funny.
Have you seen the? No, it reminded me of a. There's a video of an old guy in like Daisy Duke shorts or whatever. What? He's like, "Yeah, so what are you gonna do in those shorts, boy?"
What is going on over there?
Oh, it's a video. I'll have to show you guys something. That's funny.
Because I was like, we're recording, Nate. So
don't go look that up.
No. Yeah. I'm staying G. It's just funny when you said, I like being called boy.
So I know what we're going to do after this recording.
Oh, boy. Right? Oh, gosh.
Oh, man.
Well, let's get right to it, shall we? Sean?
Yes.
What are we talking about for this episode?
This is your pick, and it is on the Fresno Nightcrawler. And if interested, please go check out our show notes for the source links we use for this topic. I was trying to do that backwards and then forward, and then that didn't work so well.
Yeah, Fresno Nightcrawler.
Mm-hmm.
So is there a foundation or...
Kind of. The Fresno Nightcrawler is a cryptid said to originate in, you're never going to guess where... Fresno, California.
Yeah. Man, that's
it
weird.
Is. I know. It's shocking. No, it is
the Sacramento.
Describe you with the San Diego. LA. It is described as semi-humanoid, white in color, long-legged, and claimed to be typically spotted in pairs. They have been compared to a walking pair of pants.
What do you think about that?
Okay. I have never heard of this thing, and so then this is not what I thought it was going to be.
I have heard about it. For probably a couple of years, and I don't know what I was going through for thinking about topics to do, and I came across the Fresno Nightcrawler. I'm like, I got to do this. We got to do this. So it's
it's a little ridiculous.
It is.
But it's also creepy. Honestly, when you watch
it, it is creepy.
It looks like an
funny,
ad,
spooky, creepy,
an ad
goofy.
An ad for Levi's. Yeah. I don't know how to describe it. You know.
I'm going to start off since it's my topic.
Go for it.
The Fresno Nightcrawler first crept onto the scene in the early 2000s. The original sighting was reported by a local man who was startled awake by his barking dogs. When he checked his home surveillance feed, he spotted two strange, leggy creatures gliding across his front lawn in the middle of the night. He immediately woke his brother, who claimed to find small footprints in the yard. But by the time investigators arrived, any trace of the creatures had been washed away by the rain. The original CCTV recording was eventually lost. What remains is a grainy, eerie clip of the monitor that has since gone viral across the internet. What we're left with is a one-time sighting, one grainy video, and a whole lot of speculation, and yet somehow that's all it took for the Fresno Nightcrawler to become a local legend.
Yeah, there's videos for sure.
Oh,
they are grainy.
Yep.
It's the last place you would expect anything crazy to go on in Fresno, although I think it would be one of the first. It's one of the quietest counties in the country. The Fresno Nightcrawler, also known as the Fresno Alien or Fresno Nightcrawler, which I just said that, is a creature that was originally spotted on camera in 2007. The creature has since been spotted in other regions of the world. Mm-hmm. Part of the craze surrounding the Fresno Nightcrawler is its creepy and off-setting appearance. Creatures are anywhere from a few feet to 1.5 meters tall. The Nightcrawler is almost all legs with a small upper body and walked like an insect. It appears to have long legs, no visible face, no visible hands, and a tiny upper body under what looks like a cape.
Hmm.
That's weird.
Hmm. It's a different...
Remember those things that had their face or the, mm-hmm. they didn't have a head, but they had everything in their chest?
Yeah.
And I was like, that was, it's kind of like this, only weirder. I don't know if you can get any weirder, but you apparently can.
It's crazy. Yeah.
There have been many possible sightings of the Nightcrawler in the form of the Carmel area creature. Hmm. A thin, armless, pale white humanoid creature seen in Ohio.
Oh.
One witness, a 60-year-old former Marine yet to be named, and his wife were driving near Carmel on December 12th of 2014 when they came up over a hill and saw a 7-foot-tall, slender, gray creature, which is now known as the Carmel area creature. They got very inventive with the name.
Yeah, that's really, yeah.
The unnamed witness said the following. We recently bought a place in the Fort Hill area in southeast Highland County. We first noticed after about 30 days of living there that we suddenly have a perfect circle that stays fresh green no matter what the weather in our front yard. On Friday night, the 12th, we were driving home after turning onto Carmel Road, which leads to our road. We went around the curve by the Carmel Church. I'm sensing a theme with the names here. And then up a small incline and approximately 10 feet over the incline and in front of our truck, the alien ran across the road and into the woods.
Wow.
Hmm.
These things are, they are silly when you look at. You can, yeah, and they even sell, like, merch with t-shirts, yeah, like t-shirts with the
pair of pants.
Yeah, and it just looks, I mean, basically, it's what they look like. Yeah. My phone, I don't know, you guys are using, oh, you're using, your, mm-hmm. do you have internet? I'm kind of stuck.
I do. This is interesting. So it goes into kind of how that, all that VHS, you know, like grainy CCTV surveillance system, how it went down. Are you, isn't it funny? It's funny to watch. I know. I said, I was walking the dog and I was watching videos and I started laughing. And I was like, this is crazy. Like, this is insane. It is. It looks like something out of like British comedy or something.
Oh, I know. It's.
It's the Ministry of Funny Silly like Walks, right?
Pair of white pants walking.
It does. And maybe it is. I don't know. It says, so one of the first... Okay, so there's Victor Camacho. He was one of the first to review the footage back in 2007. He is the host of the popular radio show Los Desvelados, which is the Sleepless Ones. Let's see, it airs in both the U.S. and Mexico. It says they discuss everything from aliens to urban legends like the Chupacabra, if I can say it correctly. Gave a brief overview of what this happened. The main witness preferred to be called his first name, Jose. Prior to the fateful day, Jose had installed a secondhand CCTV surveillance system at his family's home because of a past bicycle theft. He installed two cameras, one in the driveway and one near the front door. This old surveillance camera recorded directly to a VHS tape system. The connected monitor was placed directly next to Jose's bed. That night, Jose was in his home when he heard his dogs barking at something in the front yard. He thought it sounded unusual, so he looked over to the monitor. Watching the security footage, he was shocked. He watched two strange beings, night crawlers, cross his front yard. Perplexed, he rushed through the house to find his brother sleeping in a nearby room. He quickly explained what he saw and asked his brother to come and check it out. Jose's, are you watching his pants dancing? Jose's brother opened the front curtains and looked outside, but he didn't see anything of note. So they woke up the rest of the family to review the footage. The unfortunate thing about this surveillance system was that if the video were rewound, the footage would be overwritten on playback. Knowing this, Jose pulled out his video camera to record the rare footage of the monitor. So that's what makes it, that the family that said was stunned, but that's what makes it grainy.
Yeah.
I had a frog in my throat as I was trying to read that.
I think I might be watching that one.
This says, creatures resembling the Fresno Nightcrawler have been reportedly spotted in Carmel, Yosemite, and Billings, Montana. Cryptid Wiki said, as well as Poland, the country of Poland. According to Banty, however, the Fresno sighting was the only known occurrence of the Nightcrawler. says, "You mostly hear about Bigfoot sightings," he said. "This Fresno Nightcrawler incident was so rare that I think that's why it got famous," Banty said. "I talked to others interested in the paranormal throughout the country, and they all know of the Fresno Nightcrawler." Says, "Over the years, the Fresno Nightcrawler has become an icon of the Central Valley City, as well as a running gag of sorts." Banty's quote is quoted as saying, "There is a lot of merchandise of the Fresno Nightcrawler that you can buy on Etsy, and the majority of it is outside Fresno. So it seems to have captured people's imagination. There are Fresno Nightcrawler-themed earrings, sweatshirts, hats, tote bags, and trading cards." Wow. Hmm. "Multiple artists have written songs about the Nightcrawler, and there are multiple artworks inspired by the cryptid." Says, excuse me, Etsy shop Groovy Galaxy in Charlotte, North Carolina, offers a line of cryptid-inspired fragrances, including... including a roll-on Fresno Nightcrawler perfume oil for $12.95. Ooh. "The earthy, musky fragrance has notes of damp, air, fern, cedarwood, redwood, oak moss, musk, violet, and vanilla," the seller said. And they lastly said, "I can never decide between a woodsy fragrance or an aquatic fragrance, so finding one that beautifully combines the two felt like such a perfect find." So there you go. You can buy Fresno Nightcrawler perfume. This is the goofiest thing. Yeah.
It is weird.
I thought it'd be fun to talk about. So
I'm watching the one from Yosemite National Park in 2011. Did you see that one?
Yeah. I saw something. Let me see if I can find it again.
You can even buy plush toys.
Of course you can. Who wouldn't want to snuggle
How
up?
How cute is that? Cute. Yeah, coming. You know, come on.
A pair of pants, a tooth, something.
it does look like a tooth.
It looks like a pulled out tooth. Oh, yeah. I've heard of Nightcrawlers, but
they really capitalized this on this. This is not, that's for sure,
right?
That's funny.
Did you read anything about a dead deer?
Uh-uh.
No.
This I'm assuming is part of the Poland one.
Hmm.
Let's see. No, the next sighting. Okay, this is a different place. The next sighting of the creature was in Billings, Montana.
Mm-hmm.
Captured on a home surveillance system at 9:45 on April 25th, 2020. After this sighting near the place where the creature was spotted, the homeowner found a dead deer with a hole in its side. It suggests that the Fresno Nightcrawler killed it, or at least wounded it, and left it to die, likely with a powerful kick.
Well, I was going to say, you had to kick it, right?
What else are you going to do?
It's not going to punch it. Yeah.
Waist butt.
It's all legs, that's for sure.
Can't headbutt.
Very leggy.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Yeah. How would you tell... if it's a female or male, like I'm just
Crocodile Dundee.
Curious minds want to, huh?
Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah. Males have three legs.
All right,
that's simple.
Yeah. Oh boy. We'll leave it there. Anything else on the Fresno Nightcrawler?
I don't want to meet one.
No, it'd be kind of weird.
You believe in them?
They look like wishbones. They look like a wishbone. I mean, everything from a wishbone to a tooth to a, yeah.
I mean, honestly, I mean, if you do encounter one, just kick their legs out from underneath.
Sweep the legs.
Sweep the legs, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, don't punch it. Cause, I mean.
I admit, if I saw something like this on a camera or in person, I'd probably freak out. Weird. It would be weird.
It's a weird one.
Yeah. I mean, aliens make sense if
that's what I'm thinking.
If it's something out there.
Yeah.
I could see that people make, you know, like doing hoaxes and stuff with this. They said that other videos and stuff were, you know, released, and some of them, you know, looked legit, and some of them were like, no, this is just BS. But
people wouldn't do that.
People.
They would not do a hoax. No.
No way.
Hmm.
Oh, it is an interesting cryptid.
Yes, yeah. It's very interesting.
Wouldn't you want to say,
bizarre?
Who's your tailor?
Yeah.
Fantastic pair of pants right there.
I don't even think it's in my cryptid book.
I was going to say, before we end this episode, check it out and see if it is in there.
No.
No? Okay.
But it is a cryptid.
It is a cryptid.
That is wild.
It I did when I was going through looking at topics and I came across this. I'm like, okay, I've heard of it, and I did chuckle when I'm like, you look at it, it's like it is the silliest looking thing.
Like, mm-hmm. Well, it looks like a guy walking on stilts.
It does.
Oh my gosh, Fresno Nightcrawler. Well, we good on that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was fun. That was just
we walked ourselves right through that topic.
Wow.
Sorry, that was...
I wonder how fast it can run, if it does run, or does it just crawl?
It doesn't look like it. It's very coordinated.
No. All the videos I watch is very slow.
Yeah. Like, very deliberate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Day on legs. It's like,
can't you see a baby Fresno Nightcrawler? Mm-hmm. And just these, yeah. Just kicking this little leg, you know?
It's not agile like a gazelle.
No. Okay. Well, Nate, help us get out of here then.
Well, I think we definitely telling some fishing stories there. So don't forget your night crawlers.
No.
That's a wrap.
I was wondering where he was going.
I thought you were going to say something about D-pants in this episode.
or we're crawling out of this.
Exactly right.
Well, thank you, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our Middle-Aged Mini 249 and our discussion on the Fresno Nightcrawler. So until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.